Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The pressure is on Clark Lee in Nashville as Vanderbilt prepares for a pivotal upcoming 2024 season. These are three big questions that the Commodores need to answer this spring. Starting with number one, and we actually ran a piece about this kid about a week or so ago, and I'm excited to watch him under center. Can Diego Pavia, the New Mexico transfer, can he spark the Vanderbilt offense, right? We saw this kid a season ago, actually has a SEC win under his belt, which is something that many new quarterbacks in the SEC cannot say. Diego Pavia took his team into the plains, into Auburn, and beat Hugh Freeze's Auburn Tigers. When you look at Vanderbilt, guys, The outlook of the offense, much like the rest of the football team, is somewhat bleak. The transfer portal gutted Vandy. We could do a whole separate video on just NIL issues and what's going wrong from that standpoint, right? But who you got to you got, and Diego Pavia is going to have to carry a lot of the load, right? You lose Ken Seals, you lose AJ Swan, and those guys were solid, but I think Diego Pavia, and you bring in Jerry Kill as well, right? I think Diego Pavia can provide a certain spark that this offense desperately, desperately needs. Now, there's a lot of questions around him, but it all starts with that trigger man under center. If you don't have a quarterback, you do not have a chance. So can Diego Pavia, can he spark the Vanderbilt offense? And do we see early signs of that, whether it's throughout spring ball? I don't think Vandy's having a spring game, which is a shame. So we're going to have to wait into the fall to see this kid in action. But do we hear signs? Is there a feeling? Is there a vibe that Diego Pavia is that dude under center for the Vanderbilt Commodores? And by the way, I said New Mexico. I believe it's New Mexico State. So I do apologize for messing that up. Number two, guys, my second big question that the Commodores need to answer this spring is this. Who emerges, guys, at the skill positions? I mean, it's, again, Vanderbilt was just picked off in the transfer portal. You do return Cedric Alexander at the running back position. He was solid a year ago. I think with the offensive line help he got, he wasn't that bad, almost ran for 400 yards. That was as a true freshman as well. But you lose London Humphreys. You lose other guys out at the wide, Will Shepard at the wide receiver position. I mean, it's just there's not a whole lot there. There's not a lot of known commodities. You pick up a couple pieces from the transfer portal, right? A couple guys, one from Ole Miss specifically. So you got a couple new pieces in there. Who steps up? Who emerges? You need Cedric Alexander, I think, guys, to burst on the scene and be a big-time player for you at the running back position. But we just talked about Diego Pavia and the offensive side. And, you know, offense gave this team problems last year. Defense gave this team problems last year. But you got to be able to score. I mean, you got to find ways to score. If you're going to pull an upset or two this year, you got to score. So you feel like you got the quarterback. Who's going to help this kid on the offensive side? Who emerges at those skill positions on the outside? And is it even possible to replace what you lost via the transfer portal? Guys, before we get to my third and final question that the Vanderbilt Commodores need to answer this spring, I want to tell you about our friends over at Roback, because today's segment brought to you by our friends at Roback. Guys, Roback Activewear. If you haven't heard of Roback before, it's time to check them out. It's safe to say that I'd bet on them any day of the week because I absolutely love their gear. Guys, we couldn't be more pumped to work with Roback here at SECU. It's simply the most comfortable gear that I own, guys. The performance polos, the hoodies, and the shorts, the best fit and the best feeling. Guys, with the weather warming up, it's golf season, it's spring game season, it's baseball season, it's tailgate season. Also, if you're just even hanging around the house, whatever you're doing, Roback is the way to go. And guys, they just released their Azalea collection. And when I tell you, man, that Azalea collection, I mean, it is freaking beautiful. Mine's in the mail right now. You're going to see me sporting it on here sooner rather than later. Cannot wait to wear it, guys. I'm a huge golf guy, huge Masters guy. Cannot wait to wear it. I might have to just wear it every single day. It's the best time of the year, guys. The designs are just too good. Trust me when I say there's nothing better than wearing an Azalea shirt for a spring tee time. There's nothing better. Or just watching the Masters in it. Or just doing anything in it. How about that? Roback's performance polos, the most comfortable polos out there, guys. They're moisture wicking with four-way stretch, making them perfect for a game day, and they have the perfect fit. Guys, with crisp collars that don't lose their shape, I could not recommend these polos more. In all honesty, guys, Roback's been gaining traction big time. They've been working with some of college football's biggest stars, such as Alabama's quarterback, Jalen Milroe. So, guys, go check them out and use our promo code SECU over at roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. You're going to get 20% off your entire first purchase. Again, that's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. Promo code SECU, 20% off all bottoms, polos, hoodies, and more with our promo code SECU. Guys, my third and final question that the Vanderbilt Commodores need to answer this spring is this. And I'm not trying to be funny in saying this, by the way. And if you've made it to this point of the video, okay? If you've made it to this point, number one, I'm wildly impressed. Number two, you must be a diehard fan of Andy. Or number three, you like the comic relief of watching me try to talk about Vanderbilt football. But my third and final question, and again, I'm not asking this sarcastically. I'm not asking this trying to be funny. Is there any reason for hope for the 2024 season? Because right now, Vanderbilt football feels like a hopeless venture. It really does, guys. You know, it's crazy how things can change in a year. This time last year, we're talking about, man, the over 3.5 in Vegas, that's stealing, man. That's so easy. Clark Lee's got this thing rolling. They just went 5-7. They beat Florida. They beat Kentucky. They're going to get to a bowl game this year. Over 3.5 is stealing. And guys, we had people that are in the top of the college ball space going on record saying that. It wasn't just here and there some Vandy fan. Folks were all in on over 3.5. Now, guys, what hope is there? Vanderbilt football feels, as the SEC expands, you add Texas and Oklahoma, and it only gets tougher. The obstacle only gets more insurmountable for Clark Lee and Vandy. And Clark Lee is on a, dare I say, hot seat. But should he be? I mean, should Clark Lee's seat actually be warm? Look what he has to work with, right? So do we hear anything coming out of spring? Does the vibe change at all where there's a reason to believe that Vanderbilt could surprise? Anything? Is there any reason at all to believe that's a possibility? Or is it as we expect? And there's no hype, there's no anticipation, there's no expectations, and that's all she wrote. So, does anything come out of spring ball? We're saying, hey, there's hope for the season. Or do Vandy fans just have to grin and bear it and count down the days yet again to next year's baseball season?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.